I'm Vincenzo Castaldo of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Mariah Kelly of Grant High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection, and welcome to KBPS. How does it feel to officially be a Rose Princess now?
It feels pretty good. I'm excited for the opportunity and get to like meet new people and do new things. It's not like anything I've ever done before. I'm not used to having a lot of attention on me. So it's going to be very new, but I'm excited for the experience.
What led you to pursue being a Rose Festival Princess?
So I know the last Rose Festival queen, Maya Brazil, and I know like other people who have been like Rose Festival princesses, and they have enjoyed like the process and like everything about it. And I also like that they get to be in the parades because I want to be in them. So really, that's what led me to.
Excited to be in the parades?
Yeah.
How does it feel to represent your school?
It feels pretty good. I like that a lot of the staff at Grant wanted me to represent the school. That felt pretty good. Yeah, I like that they feel comfortable enough with me representing the school.
When you say a lot of the staff, do you mean like your teachers and stuff?
Yeah, and also like the principal and the VP and stuff like that. They really wanted me to be the Rose Festival Princess.
That's great. What was your community's reaction to your selection?
My parents were very excited. My mom wanted me to do Rose Festival a lot. My friends, they were very happy and very supportive of my choice. Everybody was mostly happy and supportive of everything. So that was nice.
Why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
That's a good question. Because I get to network in a way that I've never been able to before. It gives me a lot of different opportunities that I haven't really been exposed to with not being a princess. Also, just like meeting new people, and I get to learn like a lot of new things and stuff like that.
What life experiences have led you to have the confidence to do this?
Honestly, I'm not sure that I 100% have the confidence for it. This is like something that's very outside of my comfort zone. So I'm really just trying something new and just like going with the flow. But like both my parents, they helped me with my like confidence to do this, because it hasn't been easy.
Let's talk about this year's Rose Festival theme. Well, Rose Festival theme. I'm so sorry. What does it mean to you?
So the focus on fun theme, I think it's mostly just like living life to the fullest, making sure that like you're doing things that are fun to you and make you happy, and like basically just like how you can do things to make you happier this year. That's what it means to me.
Something I have down here is that you want to attend an HBCU and become a physical therapist.
Yes.
Why do you want to do that?
So at first, um, so Well, my freshman year, I was at Roosevelt, and I had like a really good relationship with the athletic trainer there. So at first, I wanted to be an athletic trainer because I saw her like help out my brother when he like got hurt during his senior night. So, and I saw her help other students. So I was like, that's something that I want to do, and I could still be around sports. But then I did more research into athletic training, and they don't make as much money as I aspire to make when I get older. So my dad told me to look into physical therapy because they kind of do the same thing. Physical therapists make more money though, so that's why. And I want to go to HBCU just because I want to go to school surrounded by people who look like me.
Makes sense. Something you talked about earlier was becoming Rose Festival Princess, helping you network and stuff. Are those networks that you're creating, do you think they're going to be helpful in becoming a physical therapist?
Yes. They did talk about like me being able to do a shadowing in the career field that I want to go into. So I think that's very helpful to like see if that's really something that I want to do.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Something you're really passionate about is sports. How has that helped you with your life?
So I basically play volleyball year round. I do it for the high school season, and I also play club volleyball, and we get to travel. And it basically, well, volleyball has helped me learn how to like deal with things when they're not going my way. Because volleyball games don't always go like the way I want them to. So it's taught me how to deal with those things. And also it's taught me kind of how to deal with like adversity also.
Coming back to the HBCUs for a minute, mm-hmm. Are there any particular ones that stand out to you right now?
Okay, right now I'm looking into Howard University, Tuskegee University, and Spelman.
Ooh.
So those are my top three.
Those are some good ones. Which social media site do you use the most, and why do you like it?
Probably TikTok or Instagram. I find a lot of funny videos on Instagram, so I just be scrolling through the funny videos, or on TikTok, I'll like watch like dance videos, stuff like that, or funny videos too. I like to send my friends and family the videos that I find. So yeah.
You a big Instagram Reels person?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your favorite type of music?
I like R&B music. I like to sing a lot. I like to think I can sing.
Something you have down here is that you love to watch movies with your little sisters.
Yeah.
Any in particular?
So my sisters are starting to kind of get tired of watching this movie with me, but my favorite movie is Crazy Rich Asians. I think that movie is so funny. But also, like, my youngest sister, she likes to watch like Sing and stuff like that. She also really likes scary movies. I don't know why, but she finds them enjoyable a lot. And then my other sister, Michaela, we just rewatch movies a lot, but my youngest sister, she loves to watch a scary movie.
That's fun. Another question for you is, what is your secret superpower?
I would like to transportation. I hate driving. If I could just get somewhere when I want to get there, I would like to. I don't like to drive at all. I just want to get there.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I think, let's see. What's your favorite, just like, thing in general? Could be anything. Could be a movie, a sport, dinosaur?
I really like football. Like, football. I find football very interesting. I just started to start understanding it, so I find it more interesting because at first I couldn't understand it, but like, I like to go to my brother's football games, so I find football like very interesting.
Sounds like you got a pretty big family. Is that
nice? Yeah, I have an older brother and two younger sisters.
Well, that's all the questions we have written down for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Mariah Kelly from Grant High School, and I'm Vincenzo Castaldo, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.